Here on the 27th day of June 2010, I apologize in advance for some of the splotchy sound quality that you'll hear in the podcast ahead. So please, again, do accept my apologies in advance.
Talking with Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y, Dunn. Mm-hmm.
The Irish way with two N's and an E.
Okay. Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I really didn't know that. Okay. Now, she is from Orange, California.
Yeah. And she's going to tell us what we can expect here in the way of weather.
Okay, well, if you're from Southern California, you will be in a bit of a shock. I don't think November is really as bad, but once you get past November, you're going to get not just the cold, the temperature drops, but you're going to get, lots of rain. It rains all the time. It kind of has to rain a little bit every day. That's the truth. It just has to kind of rain a little bit somehow. What that means is, because it rains that much, you are going to have clouds, because it doesn't rain without clouds, right? So if you're going to have that many clouds, you're going to have a lot more cloudy days. It's very over, it can get overcast. You can see many days where you don't see the sun. And so you have a lot more rain, but it's the wind is what really gets you. And that's actually the part that I don't like the most, and a lot of Americans actually say that, is you can handle a bit of rain, you can handle a bit of cold, but if you want to go out and cycle, bicycle or walk or whatever, then you are going to encounter gale force winds many days. Like
storm force winds.
Literally storm force winds. That just blow everything all over the place. It's wind that you've never experienced in your life. And you get that with the rain. And with the day that when it's raining and windy like that, you cannot stay dry. If you go out, you can cover yourself from head to toe and you will get wet. Your feet, it'll get in your shoes, it'll be all over your face. It'll be because the wind is blowing in every direction and the rain is with it. So you are going to get wet, and they also have a saying about the dampness, because it's so damp. I mean, even with days when it doesn't rain, it can be very damp, where the ground is always wet. If the ground is always going to stay wet, that's for one reason only, is that it's damp. The ground is just constantly wet, the tar. So what's happening is you've got dampness that holds the cold, and they say that the dampness goes through your bones, and that is true. You feel like if you got arthritis, forget it. You're going to have, it literally gets in your bones. And it takes a lot to thaw you out and dry out. You need a pretty dry fire in the house. And that's true. It's just the dampness is what makes the chill factor also stay low. So you have the chill factor and the dampness that makes it feel colder than even though the temperature might be cold, but it feels colder than what the temperature actually is saying. So I have had many Canadians that live in really harsh winters come over here and say, it is way colder here, way worse, way wetter, way damper than any winter they've experienced. And they would take the winters shoveling snow in Canada over living here in the winter here any day.
Really?
Yes, because it's the dampness, because you get drier winters there. You have snow, but it's still dry, if that makes sense.
You're talking humidity.
Humidity level must be related then to the dampness, obviously. And you can feel the heaviness today. You know how your hair is lighter? Everything's lighter in California. Uh-huh. Everything is just lighter. You come out and everything's heavy here. It's heavy, heavy. This week was actually much more humid than last week, and I can tell. And there's a heaviness about it. I actually don't think it's that healthy, to be honest, for our bodies to be in that much heaviness, but I feel less healthy. But anyway,
you feel less. Now we're sitting here on a road, said, and I'm looking up and I'm seeing blue skies.
Somewhat.
And you were saying something about this is like a winter day in Southern California.
Yeah, actually, I think winters are nicer than this, because I was just there in California. Oh, I was just in California January 5 months ago, and
Winters are nicer than
I was getting suntan.
And this is bikini weather, right? Sort of?
Well, this, yeah, people would strip on a day like today, but wouldn't. Yeah.
And we're looking at, what, 60 degrees
Yeah. And I experienced 75 degrees in California in January, and it was gorgeous. Uh-huh. And you would hardly get that heat sometimes here in the summer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, in summer even, you know. You wouldn't get 80. I mean, that's really rare, you know.
Never see 80 here.
Very rare. Huh. I mean, you do. There was Sunday was a really hot day. I went to the beach that day. Uh-huh. And what made it a nice day on the beach was it wasn't that windy. And that's unusual. So that's what made it nice to me, because you're not blowing all
the time. So normally you can expect lots more rain when you're in.
Summers can be drier. Yeah. But it, you know, it just has to rain kind of every few days in the summer or something. You know, it just has to rain a little bit. I don't know why.
Okay, now this is something that might be for my listeners just for fun, okay? You know how the rain is in California? When it rains, it's good-sized droplets, and you get, I don't know if Southern California is any different, but Northern Cal, when it rains, you know you've been in a rainstorm. Whereas here it seems like it mists more.
It depends on the day.
Oh, okay, so you do get that kind of rain.
Those are just misty days, but you're not experiencing the rainy day. And there's rains, I mean, just cats and dogs, as they say. It's rain in buckets.
So it's on a level with California, tough rain.
It'll just bucket down a lot. And there's days when it can literally pour the entire day.
Wow.
Entire day, not even let up.
But that said, you take Ireland over California any day of the week.
Well, yeah, you see, when I say it can bucket down, when I say that it wants to rain a little bit every day, what I mean is that usually it's showers. I never knew what the definition of showers was until I came here. It means it just rains and it stops. So you do, that's what I mean by it has to rain every day. It'll shower, and you'll get those regularly.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have the days where it just rains all day. So, but the reason why, I'll tell you the main reasons why I would take it living over here is that my sister and my brother raising their kids in California, they have to literally worry every single second where their kids are. They can't, as soon as it gets dusk or dawn, you are, you would ever consider is let your kids walk home from school or ride their bike from home from school or something like that. Whereas that is just not the case here, at least in Ireland. There's a lot more safety involved. I mean, you still can't always trust anybody, and most people do pick up their kids, but you don't have to worry if you're living close to the school and letting them walk to school and walk home. And my kids walk in and out of town all the time, and usually they're with a friend, but you know, that fear is just not there. And if it gets a little bit dark, you're not panicking, you know.
And you're finding that you're not missing much about the Irish way, as it maybe backward, as it were, somewhat compared to the way.
I'll tell you what the hardest adjustment for me still is hanging my clothes outside to dry. Now tell me if this makes any sense. We live in a wet, rainy country, and what do people do? They hang their clothes out to dry. Now, does that make any sense? Absolutely not. In mm-hmm. California, you can hang your clothes out, and in 1 hour, they're bone dry.
Right.
But no one does it. They put them in the dryer.
Right.
That part, I really don't understand now that I've been living here
uh-huh.
and saving all that money. Uh-huh. So why do the people hang their clothes out here? It's because it's an absolute fortune to run your dryers here. They just absolutely eat up electricity, and electricity is 10 times more expensive here. Now,
really?
I know it's getting more in America, more and more all the time, but you wouldn't dream of running your dryer all the time. It would just cost a fortune. So I got my husband, when we moved here, to build, he kind of wanted to as well, an overhang.
Yeah.
So that my clothes will hang underneath and miss the showers, but they get dry by the air, so they're not rained on. And it's really funny. It's really funny because you get a whole bunch of women in the bus, like taking the public transportation, and let's say it's a nice morning and they've put all their washing out and they're on the bus, and then it starts to shower, and you can hear it all over the bus. Women go, "Oh, my washing!" And they all in unison, they put a sigh out like, "Oh no, my clothes, I gotta go bring them in and I'm not there." So the last thing I will do would be caught dead leaving my clothes outside on the outside line if I'm not home.
Uh-huh.
You have to be home because the weather will change in a second. You have no idea how changeable the weather is. I'm like, where's the sun?
So right now it can start raining right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Absolutely. Wow. In fact, it would rain if it weren't that the forecast seemed pretty secure today and that it was not going to. But actually, they get it wrong a lot.
Yeah.
They do.
Wow. So. Well, Kathy, I'm going to let you go. I can't believe that I've had the good fortune of being able to visit with you and learn a little bit about California, no less, as it compares to Ireland. I'm going to say goodbye to everyone that's hopefully listening, and until next time. Thanks, guys. Bye.